My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Are you ready?
Wait, what the hell?
Hey, that's not me, bro.
What's going on?
Getting hacked into here?
We haven't heard this music in a while. What does this mean?
Oh, I think we know what it means, baby. Better get ready.
Oh, my God. Bow to the
masters. Break it down.
He's back.
Yes.
Rashawn Taylor, he's back.
Woo.
Woo. Oh, my God.
Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Yes. What's up, fellas?
Ladies and gentlemen. Rashawn Taylor is back in the 1080 Fan Studio.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
what's
my
up,
God. Woo!
What's up, fellas?
I can't believe it.
Good to see you, man. So
man,
good to see
I can't you. Either. You know, a little part of me can't believe it either, man. What's up, fellas?
Dude, we less than 2 months?
Less than 2 months, yeah.
What a recovery.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Science needs to study this guy. Take samples of his blood, run it through a microscope. And we could heal all diseases with one Rashawn Taylor's DNA.
What do all the kids say? All the, you know, I'm built different, bro. I'm built different, bro.
You have that dog in you.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. What's up, man? It's good to see you guys, bro.
Dude, when was the text sent? On Thursday? Wednesday or Thursday?
I think Thursday.
Something like that. But
I was holding off.
Rashawn hits us with the, I'll see you guys on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
I'll be back on Sunday.
Hey, listen, man. So
I'm like, whoa!
The doctor, I've been waiting for a little bit to get just like a clearance from my doctor saying when I can go back to work. And they were like, well, the 21st is the day you can finally go back to work. I was like, well, shoot, I can go back to the station on Sunday then. So as soon as I got that letter, I was like, okay. Let's go ahead. Let me text my guys real
that
quick.
That letter?
And tell them. Yeah, so I've
They sent it in the mail?
No, so they sent, well, they should, actually, if they'd have sent it in the mail, I think it probably would have been quicker than what I was actually waiting for. Like the, I love the, you know, shout out to all my doctors for over at Kaiser. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for getting me home safe.
The KP.
Absolutely, man. But just the wait for my, FMLA, which is like your paid leave and stuff like that. You know, you need a letter from the doctor that says, hey, he's going to be out from this date till this date.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of never came. And so my employers and stuff were like, well, we're waiting. And I'm like, oh, I did all the stuff. Like, I don't, you know, really know what it is. So finally got that letter on via email on Wednesday. And then it was like, yeah, I think I'm going back, bro. I'm ready to go back. I missed you guys.
Hey, dude, I missed you too. It was, I like I said to you before the show started, like, again, less than 2 months and you're already back. But that 6-7 weeks, it felt much longer than 6-7 weeks at some point.
It felt like eternity. And I want to give a special shout out to, man, you know, obviously my family and close friends and, you know, coworkers. But, man, specifically for today, man, my guys here at the Fan just for checking on me. So Jordan, Joe, man, special shout out to Danny Morang. Man, Dusty actually just called me yesterday, you know, and Dusty makes phone calls. Like, not a lot of people, you know, give the phone call, you know.
Very gentleman-like approach.
Like, every time Dusty's checked in on me, it's been, you know, a phone call. So shout out to Rob.
That's awesome.
And to Russ and, you know, just everybody Luke Anderson, you know, my guy, you know, everybody that kind of checked in on me and just to see how I was doing, man. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate all the listeners, you know, just for the support and all the, you know, DMs and stuff I received over the last few weeks, man. It's been amazing. So thank you guys so much. I can't tell you how, you know, how my heart is just so full. So I appreciate y'all.
Not only that, but no palsy either.
Man, the palsy didn't wear off until like maybe two weeks ago. Like,
God.
Finally, it was like, oh, I can blink and stuff like that. Like,
the last time I saw you, I think it was the Monday before your surgery. You came in to let the boss man know, and we had just seen you the day before. We literally just did a show the day before, and then you come in, and the whole like left side of your face, right?
Yeah, you did
right
one side. More show after
I
that,
did one
and
more.
You were holding your face.
Yeah,
that's right.
During that show.
That's like, right.
It was
okay.
It was the weirdest thing, man. Like,
you're a champion.
I mean, just imagine just not being able to feel just one side of your body. And you know what? Probably serves me right. I was making fun of Joel Embiid, you know, when he was going through everything, you know, on the ground. You know, all the memes came out, jeez, you know, after she's done. You know what I mean? Like,
a little
all
karma.
And I was like, man, that's funny. And
here's
then it happened
the
to me.
Situation.
And then it happened to me, and it was not fun at all, man. So I'm happy to be, man, healthy, able to blink with both eyes at the same time, able to chew food, you know, which was definitely a plus. But, see, I came back just a little lighter than I was before, man.
You gave me all the weight.
I lost 26 pounds, or I gave it to Joe.
Damn,
you know,
bro.
26 pounds when I was in there. So now,
yeah,
I don't advise anybody losing weight that way, you know. But if you're looking for a quick fix.
Well, fasting is a thing.
Especially when you do it for 10 days in a row.
No kidding.
And with no ice, with no water or no food. Like, it was... Like I said, everybody...
That was post-surgery?
Yes, man. Everybody prepared me for, hey, this is what surgery looks like. This is what it's going to be. This is how, you know, things... This is what to expect. Nobody prepared me for, after surgery, this is going to suck, bro. Like, this is good. This part isn't going to be easy. And
you're just going to have to be lying around playing video games all day? Like,
I couldn't even enjoy playing a game. Like, shout out to my guy...
core for that.
Shout out to my guy Chris in Portland, though, because... If you've ever been to a hospital or a doctor, you know that the TV and your channel selection kind of sucks.
Limited.
Right? And so
I don't think they have Xboxes and PlayStations in said hospital rooms. They should start doing that.
I'll go one further. They didn't even have an input for me to change the channel to be able to play Xbox or anything. So my man, Chris in Portland, one of our texters, he decided to just bring me to one of his TVs. And so I got a chance to hook up the Xbox and watch Netflix and Hulu and, you know, everything that I could watch in between there. So
the people in the other hospital rooms, when they're taking their walk with their IV, you know, they walk by your room and they're like, what the hell is that?
I'll go one further. The doctors, every doctor or nurse that came in was like,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Where'd you get another TV? I was like, man, I just had my friend bring it. That's a good friend, because I guess nobody's ever seen that before. Nobody does it, so.
But it's against hospital policy, so we're going to actually have you
there was
to
no
take
way I
it
was
down.
Rid of that TV.
No. They need to keep the patient happy and healthy, and I think anything to keep you in a better mood, because it is proven, and Rashad, you were a master at this, staying positive. No, all those doctors are like, hell yeah. Anything that will work here.
The electromagnetic waves from the console are going to interfere with some of the technology in the hospital room.
You got to get rid of this technology.
Mr. Taylor.
Get rid of this technology, because there's no way. I was watching. I had a breaking point, and I was in the, I'm laying there in the bed, and Wildin' Out is on. It's like 2 in the morning, and 7 straight episodes of Wildin' Out came on, and I was like, I cannot do this. I can't do this. I couldn't sleep.
Mr. Taylor, your cringe levels are off the charts
right
now. Oh, my gosh.
It was awful. So shout out to the homie.
10 hours of Seinfeld.
Oh, man. Shout out to the homie for just bringing me a TV to make sure I could watch Xbox and YouTube, watch Hulu and YouTube and, you know, all that jazz. So happy to be home. Happy to be here, you know, able to talk some sports, man.
Yes. And that's where I should go to next is the poll question, the Sports Sunday poll question, brought to you by Rashad mother effing Taylor.
I thought you were gonna say
I was like, I gotta bleep
dump
it.
button
doop.
Trust me, I want to. All right, this calls for me committing an FCC,
you know, if
violation.
There was ever a time to, you know, commit that violation,
that
I think today would be
just
okay.
Purposely going for it.
I think boss man would be okay with it.
Like, no, I don't think he would.
Listen, we'll take the $50,000 hit, Joe. It's okay.
50, it's like 225 for an F-bomb. It ain't cheap.
I felt like maybe really? During this it show is. They would give us a discount. Because, you know, the minimal listing volume of people that are actually paying attention.
I don't think anybody's going to blab to the boss that, you know.
All right, so what preseason feat is more impressive? Okay, we had some pretty cool stuff.
I guess Caleb Williams' feet are pretty. I'm just kidding. I'm making a dad.
Oh, that was one. Which preseason feat was more impressive? Was it the Patrick Mahomes behind the back pass? I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
I don't know how you missed it. It was everywhere. Brandon Aubrey's 66-yard field goal yesterday for my Cowboys.
That was pretty tight, too.
Now I'm all excited for the Cowboys again because of a 66-yard field goal. Was it because of Giants defensive line Elijah Chapman chasing down the Texans running back? And if you haven't seen that clip, that is amazing as well. It's like, oh, yeah, apparently a defensive lineman, you know, chased down a running back. And you start watching it, and you're like, oh, okay, we'll see how he gets it. And then dude just turns on the burners. Big Hoss just running down the sideline. Or was it the Caleb Williams pass to Roma Dunze, where he scrambled, run all over, was a whirling dervish in the backfield, and then just dropped that thing in a bucket? Amazing play. What was the most amazing feat of the preseason week 2 so far? You can vote on that on 1080 The Fan's Twitter page, X page, whatever you want to call it. Right now, as the poll stands, ooh, I got to submit my vote. You know, I'm going to give the Giants defensive lineman some love, because who doesn't love seeing a big old hog molly running down a running back, chasing him down?
Yeah, and I think we kind of forget how fast some of these DNs and D linemen really, really are. Like, some of these guys are, seriously, some of these guys come to the combine running, you know, sub 5.40s. Most of them are running sub 5.40s. And so it's like,
I look up Elijah Chapman on Google, the first thing that pops up is 40 time. 4.85 40 yard dash.
That's a D lineman? Like, I mean, yikes. Like, I'm saying these athletes, and I used this phrase earlier, they're built different than.
They're like Rashad Taylor.
They're kind of like me, you know, kind of like me, except muscular, much more talented, you know, and probably not as good looking, but can't win them all.
278 pounds, 6 feet, 278 pounds. That's a pretty high BMI on that. Okay. And you're running a 4.85 40.
You're not getting away. A normal Joe isn't getting away from that dude. Like, seriously, like you steal something from the store and he just happens to be the security there, like, you're not getting away from
it. Yeah, you're done.
There's
even my 5.27 40 time, I'm that's not good enough.
You had a 5.27?
Well, that was the claim a couple
bad.
Months ago.
That's
I could run a 5.27.
Yeah, that ain't horrible.
How many times have you ran the 40?
Oh, I mean, I haven't ran it since high school.
Exactly. 5.27? Like, that's
no, that's I pretty... have not run it sentence.
Oh, so, I thought you meant like you ran it like sometime within the last.
Do you not remember
bit.
This conversation a few months back?
I do. I thought you ran it again. And
no,
I was like, oh,
actually,
okay.
The other day I was taking a jog around the Newburg football field. My son was at soccer practice a little bit, a couple fields over. So I was like, you know, let's get a jog in. And they were having their football practice / like training. It was a lot of like just training. Like, we're going to see how far we can throw the medicine ball. We're going to see how far we can carry these weights, stuff like that. And they had a 40 yard dash set up with the lasers and stuff. And they were recording people's times. And there was definitely part of me that was tempting to be like,
let's see where I'm at.
Hey, boys, you mind if I jump on there real quick?
Hey, man, if they're doing that again at some point, you just gotta test yourself and see where you are.
One of the more amazing feats I saw on that thing, and kudos to the kid for just being out there and giving it his best. But that is the first time I've ever seen a 9 second plus 40 yard dash from someone.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're the chubby fella?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, like I said, all credit to him. He was out there. He was practicing. He was with the boys. He's on the football team. He's giving it his best. But even I was like, wow, that's. That's amazing.
I really hope, like, a coach, and not just a coach, but like a couple of kids, because it'd be nice if there were a couple of nice ones amongst the group, like, pull them aside, like, hey, let's show you the correct form on how to run here.
I don't know if it's form that's going to be shaving any time.
Show them a correct
that.
Diet
yeah.
for now.
Well, yeah. This is what this all of it, but you start. You start with something that's easy enough.
It was amazing. Like, as I took a couple laps, like, I went around the first time, and I was like, did they say 9 point? And then I got back around, and then sure enough, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, you know, I wouldn't even be ashamed in that. I'd just be like, yeah, that's right. Have you ever seen a 9 second plus 40? Yeah. Suck on that. How do you like that, boys? And then I saw one kid run like a 4.9, something like that, and I got pretty jealous. It's like, damn.
That kid's
going to lose all his body fat and become like, I don't know, Michael B. Jordan when he's older or something.
I hope so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.